Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be with all of you today. Let me get the date right. It is April the 7th, 2025. It is noon here on the East Coast of Central Florida. I'm super grateful for another Monday. I'm laughing because I wasn't sure we were going to make it together live today. As you all know, the end of the retrograde is definitely where I think it kind of hit us. It hit us a little bit this morning and I'm so grateful because today was like the most obvious retrograde day so far, even though we know Mercury is now stopped its, you know, motion of going backwards and obviously about to go direct. So we're super happy about that. I want to welcome all of you in the room today. I want to say hello and good morning. I'll tell you in a few moments what had happened, but I want to say hi to Renee and Kat, Suzanne, Ms. Perez, I see you, Pamela, hi. Love the flowers, Nadine. Thank you so, so much. And if you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page and it is titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to come on in at any time. You're welcome to post questions in the chat room, as I'm going to get into soon. Today, I'm definitely a little spunky about the reading energy, so I could feel a shift. I've had already some connections this morning where things have, maybe certain things you're waiting for all of a sudden will just drop in your lap, or perhaps something you missed will be uncovered, or I'm definitely going to pull a card for you today, Miss Anne. Thank you. I think I'll definitely talk to many of you today. Okay, so this morning I was so prepared, and this is kind of funny. You know, I have a lot of Mercury going on around my Gemini and Virgo and all that. So I was like, oh, I was so excited. And this is why I always say, like, never say never, or I try not to jump the gun. And I was laughing because I was like, wow, we made it. It was like a pretty smooth retrograde over here, you know? So I had to get Stephen up at 6 a.m. and because I had a confirmation on Friday of a doctor's appointment for him. So I was like, okay, good. We're going to get out of here. We have to leave by 7, da-da-da-da-da, get all the way there, wait for them to open. And of course, it's tomorrow. And I was like, okay, first slide, you know, there it is. I was like, ah, because how could you get through a retrograde with all that Mercury without an effect? You know, I was like so happy and relieved. And then here we go. And then on the way back, of course, it was train track. We got very, very stuck. And I was getting ready. I said, if you don't jump the curb, then I'm going to have to walk to the show, you know? So I made it. I slid into my chair. We definitely got around the train and had to come the long way back, but we did it. And so there's the retrograde. I think I got it all at once this morning. So I was like, all right, let's come and do some readings and everything will get better. And there's some other things going on that it's very obvious that the end of the retrograde has occurred. So I'm going to tell everybody, take it nice and easy for a day or two and let everything flow and move forward. And it is kind of, you know, that never say never bites you in the butt. So just take it nice and slow. I am happy to see some of my students here. And thank you for being here always. I'm excited to come back. I've already posted the class for the end of the month. For those of you who read cards already, if you'd care to join us, it's just going to be 3 weeks. And we're going to gather together and work on some formatting, timing, storytelling, predictable energies, that kind of, and how to come away and use our intuition throughout the formatting, as well as incorporating things like astrology and personality. And of course, as the past, present, and future, a lot of healing energy that comes from the cards. So we're going to gather for a few more sessions beginning April 29th. It's Tuesday night. And if you are readers already reading, and if you'd like to join us, I'm going to give away a few things that I've been doing tried and true for many, many decades. So it would be great to have you. And we are excited to connect again. And so I'm super excited to teach more through the year, and we'll get into that later. But thank you again for being with me over at 1-2 Academy. And I can't wait to get back, okay? Take a nice break. And I think anytime we go through, and I know in your regular daily lives, we go through a lot of, thank you for that. Thank you for understanding. Pamela said she's done it many times, showing up for appointment. This is actually with all the appointments we have over the last 5 years. It's unbelievable that I can honestly attest to the fact that today was the day for me. So and of course that time of day is not Stephen's favorite. So, but it was kind of funny. In any case, we're prepared for the week. That's for sure. Okay. All right. And sometimes you just never know. In any case, I want to come into the room. I see some of you coming in. Let me go ahead and refresh and get started. I think I'm safer. The bottom line is this, guys. I am much safer doing my readings and staying here in my chair to be with all of you than I am out and about in the world, because you just never know what I screw up, you know? And so some things are better left as is and as they are. All right. All right. It has been. April is already flying by. We're a week in. I still feel like we're living in the madness of March. I think March was very interesting. I think the whole quarter now, I will share that I do believe we're going to feel some relief this week. I've seen things happen already in the last couple of hours that people have waited for quite some time. So I'm thrilled about it. And, I also believe that what I'm learning more and more is having a belief or really trusting the process of how things are tied together, or how the universe works, and God's universe, as far as I'm concerned, and how I interpret it. But it really does make a difference. Your belief system makes a difference. The way you trust and have that faith and hope, it all ties together for things to, you have a much better chance. And I say chance loosely because there are so many words connected to that, you really do. Staying positive or really believing that change can occur is really a key for change occurring, And so just try to remember that moving forward. And just because something hasn't traditionally happened, we have to think about so many things tied together. But statistically or not, if something has been happening to you that's been negative for a little bit, or you didn't get the job, or you didn't get the date, or perhaps you didn't meet that special person, even the odds are better, over time, if we really think about it. And so try to stay true to yourself while trusting your higher power and what the universe has to offer you. And it really does help your readings flow. It helps your healing happen. It really, truly does make a difference. So Suzanne, I love this as you're saying what I'm basically preaching. And that is, she says, here she is having neck surgery and she's trying to stay positive. And I do believe that it helps. And sometimes, it's almost like, what is the difference? There is a huge difference, Let's take a look at you. That's a big deal. And here she is saying, trying to stay positive. So I love that. And I love that confirmation because I do think it makes a difference. And especially around our healing, it makes a difference. All right, let's take a peek here. I'm so happy you're joining us. She says it's cold and rainy in Connecticut. All right, here we go. You know, sometimes we can't, when things happen, it's hard to be positive, and that's so human. But it truly, hopefully, always makes a difference in your day, night. All right, here you go, Suzanne. You know, the first word that's coming to mind is relief. Yeah, totally. The first card I pulled was the Sun card. You're definitely doing the right thing. I also see this as a sense of relief. Of course, there's some healing energy. You have time that you have to heal. I do also believe that it's going to be, and I don't even feel any, you know, nuances really, or I see great news following. But the thing is this with it, I think you have to really take it easy after. I'm sure they're telling you this. And also, of course, guard against anything like bacteria, you know, those kind of things, like the little nuances that come with any surgical procedure. We work on that. This is going to give you a sense of relief. I do believe that. I also believe the healing is going to be, I know you're a little, of course, you're nervous and that's normal, but I really think it's going to be meant to be, and you'll feel better and better over time. I think it's going to take a little time. But I sense relief, first and foremost. So, and don't get frustrated with yourself because you're going to want to move too fast. And I feel that as well. So stay positive, make sure you stay on top of everything as far as your care goes, and everything is going to be okay. And you come back and let us know. There's a part of me there. So there's a part of it that goes exceptionally well. And then there's one little thing that may take a little longer to sort out or that kind of thing. I think you'll know what I'm talking about. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's two parts. It's not like you're going back for any surgery. I don't really feel that piece. I feel more like two pieces of the puzzle while they're in there. If that makes any sense yet. And I think you'll do exceptionally well. There's just one little thing, you know, there's always got to be that little thing, but you're going to overcome. It's going to be wonderful. At the end of the day, it's a good thing you're doing it. Okay. All right. I hope that helped. Also, keep your nutrition at a high standard. I feel like preparing is also good for you. So please do stay on top of your nutrition and all that beforehand. That makes a huge difference as well. All right, and I hope that helps. Okay, I'm going to come back and look for you here. All right, here we go. All right, let me see who's next. All right. It has been a dramatic month, he says. Agree. Hopefully things will clear up. Any messages about Donnie? I think it was just an opportunity to talk about awareness. Okay, let's take a look. Awareness is a big topic right now, I think, for the younger people, for sure. And let me just take a peek at Donnie and see what comes up. I feel like he's going to have two interesting friends. And one of them is going to be very, very helpful for him. And I see positive energy around it. It's almost like in some way they may mentor each other on certain topics, that one has strengths, the other has strengths. They kind of, I think they share each other, you know, they kind of exchange information like this. A very supportive friend though. I like it. And then I feel a male friend, that's who I'm talking about, like almost like they mentor each other in the year, you know, months, years ahead, which I love. And then let me just say, then there's a female energy who's also very good for Donnie. And honestly, I'm wondering if there were any. Yeah, the future looks bright for him, honey. But there was definitely some upset recently. And I feel like whoever is no longer going to serve a purpose in his life also, I don't know, I kind of feel that, like moving away from the past, stepping into the future, newer people, better friends like this. He's a very, very sweet soul. And I also believe that he could be taken advantage of, or, you know, there was a little bit of bickering in recent weeks, and I think a new set of, he's going to be okay. Sometimes, and we don't want to judge because all, of course, the younger generation, sometimes we get those, like, my grandmother used to call them bad seeds. I don't know how else to say it right now, but stay away from the bad seeds, she'd say, you know. So we get encouraged to do things we're not supposed to be doing and stuff like that. So I see him moving away from anything like that, moving into better friendships. He's going to have a better season coming up, okay? And you let me know how he is. Staying aware is a good thing. And they have to learn so much more than we did, you know, in this generation. There's so much more to be aware of to begin with. So I really truly believe he'll make better choices and he'll do really well moving forward. And I hope that helps, okay? Good morning, good morning. Let me keep looking. Let me see who's next. Laura, Lara, Quelly, good morning. Welcome to you all. And hold on now. Okay, Gail is leaving for California this month. She's going to get the car back to Texas to finish packing. Oh, I think moving is a good idea for you. I think it's definitely time. All right, let's take a look at you. But I'm feeling really good about it. I think the timing is right, for sure. Let me just say, okay. I'm glad you were able to get that R. I see more of you coming in, so I just want to say good morning. But Gail, let me look at you to go. I have that. It feels like you're going to go. You're going to get the car. You're going to come back. Well, you're asking about the good idea whether to go get the car or not. I feel like that's the way it's going to happen. So let me look, okay? The only other thing I'm thinking is, instead of going all the way there, would you rent like something to go there and just take everything with you? You know what I mean? In my head. So let me just take a peek here. I'm sure you have a reason. Let me just look at your plan. Hold on. think you've, yeah, you're ready to go. 100%. All right, let me just take a look at the rest of this here. I want to look one more time because for some reason, I mean, look, I know it's hard to make changes, and I do believe you're having, you know, anytime we're ready to make a major move, especially to a different state, all of that, I do see you worried. I see you fear about it. And so I want to make sure that you know leaving your environment is really good. And so let me just take, the only thing that I'm wondering is it wise to go back and forth, like all the way there and all the way back and then all the way back again? So I'm a little concerned about, like, is there another avenue is what I'm wondering. And I'm just planting a seed in your head, okay? Let's see. In my mind, yeah. I mean, your plan is okay. I just wonder if there's something easier that you can do. And I'm seeing you alter plan a little bit. This is what I will say. You're going to alter your plan a little bit to make it easier. And that's 100%. So by the time you go, you'll have the best plan. Okay. And I hope you are hearing me, and please let me know. Let me know what you decide to do, but I really feel good about it. I don't want to really specifically tell you what to do. I just think it's all going to come together so it works for you. All right. And I hope that helps. So many things are changing right now. Hold on now. Let me see who's next. Yeah, I definitely feel, Tara, that that bad seed's going to get released. I feel like it's in the process. And there's going to be some good new seeds coming up, you know? So I like that. All right, let me see who's asking next. I definitely feel that spring energy. Okay, Ms. Perez, let's look at you. Good morning. Let me go ahead and clear you guys so I could see you. Honestly, I don't know if you're like planning on partnering with someone in for either like a walking partner, an exercise team, any kind of like, it feels like another female, but I actually feel like you're taking on something. I don't know if you're going to do maybe head out socially, something like this. Hold on. Let's take a look. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be very supportive energy and also fun. I see a lot of fun in your near future, miss. All right, let's look. Yeah, you're like, you know, sometimes our light seems dim and then it turns on really bright and that's where you're headed. So if something is worrying you and you have some, I feel a little bit of fear going on right now, that's going to be fallen by the wayside. Something really great is coming for you ahead. And like I said, physically, I just feel you taking on some kind of adventure, you know? And I like it, or new interest like this. So I think that will be very good for you. If you feel like you're in a battle of like there's something underneath the surface coming through, like maybe just challenged all, maybe feeling challenged, any of this, it's going to be so much easier ahead. So whatever was, it's almost like, I'll just give it to you straight with the cards. It's like from the moon to the sun, you know? So, and your dreams, I would say when I see that moon card, pay attention to your dreams. I think if anything, anything disappointing has recently occurred, even around your heart, I feel like that too will change. I see a bit of a spicier, I want to say late spring, early summer. I feel like you're going to start having some fun in the month of June. It feels good. But go ahead and anything that, just know that anything you feel challenged about is going to really calm down. And then I don't know if you've been fighting, or that's such a strong word. If you feel like you're wrestling with something internally, that too is going to feel a lot better. If he wants to push yourself to get out of the house, I think that's what's going to happen. I think you've been challenged. I feel like I said, from the moon to the sun, like sometimes we're not intended to be out and about and all over. And I don't want you to beat yourself up about it, because I think pushing at times goes against the grain. Now that the retrograde's coming to an end, Venus retrograde will be over on the 12th. I think it'll be, you know, a bit, you know, sometimes we shelter to grow. We shelter to create. We may shelter to protect. All of these things we forget about. And this is for all of you, really. If you're going through a cycle in your life, or a little, we call a phase, or maybe a habit or whatever, that doesn't allow you to connect with others, I feel like you're going to have a partner in crime, you know, and about within 5 weeks, this is all going to occur, and it's going to change. And you're going to have a fun late spring, much more than early. So I love that. And I do feel that, but part of me says, don't press, let it occur on its own, you know, or maybe, no, I don't want to say it that way. I do think you have to press a tiny bit, but I feel like somebody's going to be around that's going to be a lot of fun that you can go enjoy, you know, something. So it'll happen. You'll get out too. I see the sun and I feel out, and I feel like just everything I said is just going, I'm repeating myself because it's so strong, but I definitely feel you're going to be out and about, and I love that. Yeah. Sometimes we have to follow the flow without pushing too hard. Okay, Lynn, let me take a look at you. And good morning. She says, good morning, Kat. Will my daughter's boyfriend get to stay in Canada? Let's take a peek. Lynn, would you mind posting their names for me, please? Is that okay? I mean, I can use daughter and boyfriend, but let's try to be a little tiny bit. I'd like to be a little more specific with that. And if not, it's okay. We can work with it. Sometimes I just need a little bit of an opener. Let's see if you heard me. Here we go. I'm just going to almost get that way. Here she goes. Thank you. Kelsey and Matthew, that's easy. Let's take a look.
It's still pretty stable to me, for sure. The first card I literally pulled is stability, so I like that. I don't know if he's working with someone to help him stay there. I definitely feel like he's in fear right now. I don't know if he's going through any like bureaucratic things in the environment. I do see in the future. At first, I feel a little more nerves than not. And then there's a light-haired woman who feels like an attorney or someone of law that's going to help him figure all this out. And let me just look at them romantically. I think they're both nervous in the now. And let's just look beyond that. But I do feel light-haired woman, and I feel like she's somebody who, you know, feels like an attorney because she speaks truth and she knows what she's doing for sure. So let me just take a look. Or even like a representative. It could be a boss, somebody like that to help the situation. I don't feel like he's going to have to go back, but I do feel there's some stuff. I say red, you know, we used to say we're going to cut through some red tape, but I definitely feel there's a little bit of effort that has to happen. So let me just take a look. Okay, one more time.
That's all I'm saying.
I feel like this is all in the works already. Now, Lynn, I feel by the month of July, I feel July, September, October, okay, all through that cycle of time, everybody's going to be happy and things are going to work out. So far, so good. I'm going through October. And then now it feels a little challenging, like April, May feel a little bit challenging or unclear. And then from July forward, it gets more and more clear every month by October. So I see a lot of happiness. I feel like they may, you know, I think relationships have, you know, ups and downs, but I feel like they're going to be good. So please come back and let me know, okay? I don't know if you can respond. Have they been through? Oh, here, she's responding. Hold on. They're going to get an immigration lawyer. I think they need to. I do. And it's going to work out. But at first, it may be a little tricky. Okay. I believe that it's going to. Yeah, somebody like that is right. That's what I see coming. And that's what's going to help the situation flow. It's going to take a little time. So where are we now? April, May, June, July, August, September. Yeah, I would say more September, October. And then you'll be really good. All right. All right, sweetie. I hope that helps. And come back and share and let us know how everything is. I'm going to come back in the room and take another question. Yeah, it's unclear with the steps. Somebody, they will find this person, and she is a female, very fiery female. She's going to help. And things will come to pass that way, and then everything is going to work out. But they need the help, okay? So it'll get foggy. It may get a little more tricky, they may be a little more confused at first, and then everything is going to go well. All right, let me see who's next. Okay. Harry just made to Florida for his conference, now talking about coming back tomorrow. As there is a huge business opportunity. Do you think his trip will be cut short?
as it would be a nice break. Okay, hold on. I think I'm following what you're saying. Okay, here we go. Yeah. I'm wondering, you have the opportunity. I'm wondering if they're going to change the day. There's a tiny delay, but I really feel like he's going to get it. It's like, always, I mean, he lands on his feet for sure. It's definitely a blessing and lucky. I feel like it can be a little bit altered the day. So let's see so far, but I definitely feel like I don't know how many days he was going to be there, but I'm getting a lot of energy around Thursday as well. I definitely feel like an altered time, and I hope that helps. I'm not so sure. It feels like it could be delayed from tomorrow though. So let us know, okay? All right. At the same time, I do feel like he's going to get the opportunity. 100%. It looks great. Okay. And Maureen, you look lucky too coming up. So I love that. You know, when I see that star card, it shows me that everyone is on track and you're moving along and you're paying attention. It's almost like keeping your head up and focusing forward in some way. But there are blessings after challenges. Okay, let me see who's next. Hello, my beautiful godson has joined us. Good morning. And his dad's hello. Jonathan, Marty, hi. Say hi to Marty. All right, let me take a peek. Hold on a minute now. I could feel the stillness. I hope you guys can also. Crazy what one, you know, sometimes it's hard not to feel those planets. I could tell you that. So when something is still in the sky or still in the air, you could definitely feel it. It is appropriate, of course. I feel surprises this week too. Tuesday, tomorrow will be good. And if you're waiting on anything, I feel like things are, you know, this, I think when we're in the retrograde and we're waiting for things to happen, or we're waiting on that call, or we're waiting on that note, or we're waiting on that offer, or all of these things, that date, you know, that next date, whatever it is, I do feel that it's frustrating at this, you know, at the end of the retrograde. And then everything all of a sudden falls in your lap and gets moving, you know. All right, Maureen, thank you. He's flying back to the office Thursday. I could feel Thursday, so I think I'm sticking with it, but I feel good about it. The whole opportunity is happening. I hope it, you know, maybe they'll navigate that day, okay? You let us know. I feel great about it. Thank you for telling me that. All right. Now let's take a look for all of you. You know, sometimes I probably don't say it enough for all of you listening and wanting to hone your skills, which I'm sure you all do. You can actually create your own. I'm sure you all have your methods and everyone has their own way and really their way with their higher power or whatever they feel most connected to. And we all have something different and we're uniquely and similarly threaded together. And at the same time, what works for you may not work for someone next door to you or someone else here, or, and we all have our way. So we talk a lot in class about our projectors or our screens or our chalkboard or whatever it is out in front of you to practice and hone that external third eye, that vision. And you can really have some fun and take some little notes or, you know, jot it down for yourselves to check on yourselves for later. It would be fun. It's fun to have a psychic calendar to see what maybe you have your own question and or maybe someone comes to you with a question, just like Maureen did with timing. And so you put the psychic calendar out in front of you. You imagine the days, the numbers, whatever it may be. And sometimes we just look at the days. Sometimes we can look at the numbers. Sometimes we can look at the months, you know, the weeks. You could test yourself on timing. And it's very surprising over time how accurate it lifts. And what happens is it either will become a highlighted day or time. It becomes elevated. I love that off the screen. It becomes like it jumps at you at the number, you know, that kind of thing. So the 10 was coming out. And so I feel any of you can really practice with that kind of that I say energy, but you can work with that energy and really start helping yourselves. Anything that we use over and over again, we get stronger over time, you know? So I like that little method. And it's most often favorable. No, nothing is ever perfect, but it is definitely a method that works. All right, let me see who's next. Going to be a huge blessing, Maureen. Yeah. That luck, I'm telling you. All right, let me see who's next. Okay. Pamela, let me take a look. I love that question. She said she has so many things to deal with. Is there anything at the moment? I was like, is she asking me about an ATM? Is there anything at the moment? I want to know if there's anything escaping my attention that I need to address. I'm easily distracted. All right, hold on now. I feel some nutrition updates coming for you ahead. I think a little self-care that way, you know, staying on top of your health care, self-care like this. I'm not a doctor and this isn't medical advice, but it definitely feels that first and foremost nutrition, you know, your supplements, whatever you like to take. Sometimes I want to tell you not to miss any of that, as it'll keep you on track moving forward as well. And I love that. And I hope that helps. So let me just look, okay? All right. But I feel like that gives you a lot of strength and even focus, you know? Sometimes we have a little nutritional drink or our green juice or whatever it may be that's your favorite and your vitamins and that kind of thing. We don't want to skip over any of that. Let me just take a peek at you. You do crack me up though. I love your energy so much. And I hope you're never hard on yourself for being as wonderful as you are, because sometimes I feel like you pick on yourself, but you shouldn't. But I love your honesty and your rawness about it. And it's great. Very authentic. All right, we should all be so authentic. All right, hold on now. Let me see if you're missing anything in your face now, because I'm not really feeling it. I want to say don't put off any paperwork, though, for some reason. We'll get to it later kind of thing. But I don't feel like you're working on being less distracted, by the way. You look strong. Oh, the only other thing is, and it probably has to do, like, make sure you have, okay. You know how when we're walking and we're kind of spaced out a little bit, or we may bang into something or that kind of thing. So just pay attention to that energy. Like it feels like the Mars energy hits you sometimes. So we just pay attention to, oh, going around the kitchen corner or whatever, like that kind of thing. And I'm not predicting anything terrible about it. I'm just saying, just be cautious when you walk. I think that is about paying attention. Also, certain things are going to start concluding that has been pending, and I feel really good about that. And you're really staying on top of things better than you used to. I feel that strongly, and I hope that makes sense to you now. I like it. I don't feel like you're missing anything major. I want to tell you to have, like, do you often go take care of your feet and your shoes like this? Like, because anytime I get something about movement and moving fast or slow or whatever, I always say, make sure you check your feet, make sure you have proper foot, you know, proper footing, but you're doing good. And I hope that helps, okay? Denise, good morning to you. It's nice to see you today. Let me take a look at your question. And if I missed you guys, I will come back. I had to, I'm laughing too because I'm literally forcing myself to sit still. And it's not easy today, I could tell. But I'm in that pacing mood. Not sitting down mood, but I'm making it work for you guys. Crazy today. All right, hold on now. Where did you go, Denise? Okay, here she is. Anything in the next few weeks for mom? Just had a mini pacemaker. Mom is kicking at 92 years old. Okay, listen to this, everyone. Okay, the ankle thing was already like coming up in my head. So hold on. Anything in the next few weeks for mom? Just had a mini pacemaker a week ago and then ankle surgery requiring plates and 10 screws to put back together. Now she's in rehab. She is 92 years old and kicking. Nice. Let's take a look. Unbelievable. She's probably stronger than 10 of us put together. I hate to say, but it's true. And I know you know that. I think she's going to be running some people around in there for the next couple weeks. And she's going to want to get out faster than you think. That's my feeling so far. Let me take a peek, okay? I just can't, I actually can't believe it. It feels in 2 week time. Let me see what you said about how long she's supposed to be there, because it's going to be hard to keep her there, I'm telling you. All right, hold on. Yeah, she's not sticking around, I don't think, for that place anyway. She's going to fight it. All right, let's take a look. I think she's going to start bossing a little bit if she doesn't already. But she's kind. I don't know. I honestly, slow and steady wins the race. She's healing. I don't have anything negative to say. I like I said, he's pretty strong, Denise. I would be really surprised if it didn't go get better or improve, I should say. I mean, that's a lot to recover from at 92 years old, but she's a spunky thing. And I think she loves to, like, I don't know if bossy is the word, but she likes to show people how it's going to go, I would say. 12 to 14 days. Yeah, I got that. I got 2 weeks. She'll be ready to go, though. Believe me. So, I want to say she's going to straighten a couple people out, and they're, but I don't know if that's how she is, but I feel that about her. Letting everybody know where it's at. I like it. I like her. And I know it's a lot, so I'm laughing, but it's not funny. But I definitely think she's going to, well, no, she's hanging tough. I could tell you that. Definitely. All right. Please let us know how she's doing, and thank you. I don't know if they're going to work on getting, I don't know if there's any fluid. I feel some fluid. I don't know what that is, but I definitely think they're going to be working on that, making sure there's no inflammation and things like that with her. Okay. And I also don't know her personality totally. Yeah. Funny thing, the hospital and rehab, this is the thing. It's so funny. That she may, like, you know how you kind of, they say that you rob from Peter to pay Paul, but that's not what this is. It's just a weird analogy. It's like she may be telling one person one thing, but the other person another thing to benefit her in some way to get out of there faster. Like, you know, she's navigating everybody, and she's going to straighten everything out. And she may say to, like, Susie, that she did much better with so-and-so, but really it's just to get Susie off her ass. You know what I mean? Like, she just does it. She knows it. She's an operator, but she's funny. All right. Well, this is great. Okay. And many blessings to her. She is definitely she's spicy. All right. That made my day. I hope it made yours. And say hi to Mom for us, everyone. Pamela, thank you for that. And, I'm glad you're working on those things. And I definitely love that you're going to do that as well. So thank you for that, everyone. Okay. Thank you so much, Serena, for being here today. I'm going to be having to be careful all day. I could tell by not speaking backwards. I may sit here too and put myself in timeout. I love being with you guys every Monday here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. And I hope you all have a wonderful week. I believe to stay tuned for Lori Love, Lori the Love Sherpa, coming up next. Everybody, happy Monday. Bye. See you next week.